Flathead Transit started running from Missoula to Whitefish on December 16th, right in time for end of school and the holidays.
And that's what we wanted to do, is get started so the students could get away back and get away to and from Kalispell.
Corky Sias is the transit manager for the Confederated Salish and Kootenai Tribes, which runs the on-reservation tribal transit as well as Flathead Transit. Transit Section Superintendent David Jacobs with the Montana Department of Transportation says the tribes are filling a gap in a route his office has received numerous calls about.
We don't really put a value on, you know, the number of trips. We just know that every trip is important and we need to provide that service.
Jacobs says Rimrock Stages was handling bus service from Missoula to Kalispell, but he says it was shut down by the Federal Motor Carrier Service Administration for noncompliance last March.
We were waiting to see if Rimrock Stages was going to actually get back into compliance with Federal Motor Carriers, and if they did, then we could return to using them as a service provider. But it turned out over through the whole investigation eventually that Rimrock Stages was no longer going to provide service for the state of Montana, and so we had to pursue other avenues and look for another provider who would pick up that route.
Sias says the tribes have been operating a bus system across the Flathead Reservation in the Mission Valley for 7 years.
We mostly serve mostly doctor appointments. We don't do any leisure going to shopping or anything like that.
Sias says they also have grant funding to run the bus to get people to and from work 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. He says last year they had 50,000 riders and drove 700,000 miles.
We actually are one of the largest tribal transits in the nation, and we provide a lot of miles.
Sias says they have 22 16-passenger wheelchair-accessible buses. By expanding coverage to the Missoula-Whitefish route, Sias says they will be operating on a 7-days-a-week schedule. The tribes partnered with Greyhound for the service, and tickets will be available at Greyhound ticket locations. It's an 18-month pilot project.
We want to make sure this is going to work, and with the ridership and with the funding from MDT and Greyhound matching our funds for our grants, because all of our grants are required to have match, and Greyhound has provided that.
Sias says a one-way ticket from Whitefish to Missoula costs $31. He says they had a good start on Monday, with 5 riders taking tickets north and 3 heading south. Katrin Fry reporting from the Flathead.